وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio. And you are listening to the program For Humanity. In this episode and the episodes that will follow, we will be looking at the tragedy of Karbala and Ashura in specific, and how we can learn from it, because Karbala is a battlefield that was designed to guarantee and save the rights of mankind. That's why Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam sacrificed his life and the life of his family and his companions for that sake. So we should give it a second look and see what we can learn from this epic battle of Karbala. Since the dawn of mankind, truth and falsehood have been engaged in an ongoing battle. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created Adam alayhi salam, Iblis from day one with his arrogance rebelled against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and against the command, the divine command of Allah, and he became a curse on mankind from that day. So since Adam alayhi salam set foot in the realm of this earth thousands of years ago, the confrontation between truth and falsehood have been transpired, sometimes manifesting itself through the battle of ideology and sometimes through a physical battle between good and evil. Ultimately, obviously, truth would always win over evil and falsehood. The plains of Karbala witness a monumental conflict between truth and falsehood that has become a sign, that had become something that we cannot miss when we look into the history of the Muslims, to be specific. It's a turning point in the history of Islam. The souls of those who gave their lives for the sake of truth, for the sake of justice, for the sake of freedom, led by the master of the youth of paradise, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he himself, has become a beacon of truth for generations that passed and for generations that will come and will remain until the day of judgment. At the same time, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, his adversary Yazid, has become synonymous with falsehood. The massacre of Karbala resulted from the worldly ambitions of Yazid and the treachery of the Kufan people, who sent many letters and invitations to Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. Then they created a sense of, if we can call it a treason, or they betrayed Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, even though they are the ones who invited him. This incident saw the merciless massacre of many members of the Prophet's family and the supporters at the hands of Yazid's forces. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala curse them all. Now, we have to look at these sacrifices of the noble souls and see what they stood for and what were they trying to achieve, because such a thing, such a battle like Karbala, should not be gone unnoticed and without us having to see what we can learn from it. Now, before we continue, let us take a short break and then we will come back, inshallah.
Dear listeners, you are listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you are listening to the program for humanity. Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam was a figure for humanity itself. Now, one of the messages of Karbala in terms of human rights, Imam al-Husayn taught us that one must never be hesitant in serving Islam, because Islam itself is a message for humanity. Islam itself is a constitution that guarantees and saves people's rights. Without Islam, then this world would be chaos. Moral values would drop, and people will become, as we say, it will become a dog-eat-dog world. Whether Islam itself, it preserved that right for people to have their rights intact. Now, if Islam goes, everything else will go. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he fought first and foremost for Islam itself as a system, as a religion that saves and guarantees the lives and the human rights of people. Whether the opportunity arises or not, we must take a stand for Islam and support its growth in every way possible, even if it means we have to give our own lives for it. The second message that we can learn from the movement of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam and the Battle of Karbala is that we must have Islam and faith as a priority to everything else in life. Sacrificing our lives in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must be a practice that we are willing to pay for the elevation and preservation of Islam. In fact, it is a privilege to be a firm wall between truth and falsehood in the face of every desire and difficulty. Like I keep saying, that without Islam, then we have nothing. So to preserve it, obviously there's a cost that needs to be paid. Sometimes that cost is easy. Sometimes it's a matter of using words, delivering lectures and speeches and preaching. Sometimes it costs money, and sometimes it costs life. Whatever the cost might be, we need to give it for the sake of Islam, because in maintaining Islam and the growth of Islam, we are keeping the human rights going and moving forward. Another message we learn from Imam Hussein alayhi salam: if a person is surrounded by darkness of calamities, hardship, and difficulties during his short life, they must not become heedless of the divine laws. Rather, they should dispel this darkness through the lamp of the Islamic laws, or what's referred to as Sharia. So this is something that we face as human beings in our daily life. There are times, there are moments where we are surrounded by this darkness and difficulties. No human life is spared from this test of life, this test of hardship. Therefore, we need to fight through it, just like Imam al-Husayn alayhi as-salam did. Inshallah, we will continue this series talking about human rights and Karbala in episodes to come. So until then, stay with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. اللهم صل على محمد وآله 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 صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله صل على محمد وآله